to look on the sheet of the Ram. After yesterday we worked through the inyan of Bittul and Bedika according to Rashi and Tosfos. We're left with the third sheet of the Rishonim, which is the Ram. It's a famous sheet. Yesterday you worked through it, and there's several important nekudas in the Ram. It's good to go over the Ram again tonight with the nekudas of the Mefarshim. And then hopefully we can get into the sugya of Seichel and Maskir, which is a beautiful sugya in itself, which we'll try to start today and continue tomorrow. The Ram, just before we get into the Ram, let's make sure. Rashi learns that Bitul, when it says in the Gemara that a man can be mevatel chometz in his heart, according to Rashi, it comes from a pasuk of Tashbisu, where the Torah says, Hashbosah b'lev, if in his heart he makes it into dirt, that he fulfills a mitzvah asay of Tashbisu, and he is no longer over on the lav of Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemos. But in Rashi, nothing really happens to the chometz itself. Nothing really happens. In his heart, he looked at it like chometz, at like dirt. And that was enough for him not to be over any avera and to be mekayim a mitzvah. But nothing happened to the chometz. According to Tosfos, it's just the opposite. There's no psukim to teach us that bittul helps. What bittul does when he thinks, bittul is hefka. It's a way of changing, of getting it out of his ownership. That's the way Tosfos learned hefker, that bittul works mitam hefker. So the chometz itself is no longer owned by the yid. He does not get any mitzvah of tashbisu according to Tosfos, but he also does not get any avera vayirah vayimot. That's the sheet of Tosfos. The Ran is a combination. And here's where it becomes quite delicate. The Ran proves from the Gemara and Davov that the chometz itself becomes hefker. Because the Gemara compares it to Sufei Te'enim. I don't want to go into it now. That means that the Ran seems to learn that he loses ownership on the chometz. But the Ran has three problems with the sheet of Tosfos. In other words, he has a raya to Tosfos Shita, that it's hefker. Tosfos Shita is that bittul works, it makes it hefker. To make the chometz hefker, bittul is like another word for hefker. That's nothing to do with Tashbisa. So the kasha, the Ran has three kashas. Bukhari has a raya from the Gemara to Rat to Tosfos Shita, because the Gemara compares it to Te'enim, the farmer who leaves over the leftovers, and anybody can come along and take it. So the Gemara compares it to Hefker. But he has three kashas. One kasha is the first kasha, that if it's Hefker, what is he saying ka'afir the ara? When a man makes something Hefker, he says he wants anybody can come and take it. That means that the Ran knew from the Gemara's, the learned bittul, the word, the translation of bittul means to make it into dirt. So the Ran asks, according to Tosfos Shita, how could it bittul be mitam hefker if the words you use is you make it into dirt? One kasha. The second kasha, going to Kitzer and saying over, you went to the Ran, but just to get it clear, we'll just say the Kitzer. The second kasha is, hefker, we know you have to speak it out. And bittul, the Gemara says, mefatl beliba v'dayay, bittul works in the heart. So how could bittul be hefker? If it helps in the heart, then nobody knows about it. Second kasha. The third kasha is hefker. We know the Gemara says in the Dorim that there's Rabbi Yossi holds hefker does not leave the ownership of the person till someone else picks it up. Hefker is like a privilege. It's like an invitation to come and take it. But until somebody actually takes it, the original owner still owns it. So the kasha is, how could bittul help by chometz to take away the problem of Bal Yeruah, if it's like Rabbi Yossi? According to Rabbi Yossi, how can it work? The last, this kash of the Ran is like only according to one sheet in Hefker. The other Tanoim in the Dorm who say that Hefker puts it in no man's land, there'd be no kasha. The kash is only according to Rabbi Yossi. Mashma, the Gemara Pesach has to go like everybody. According to Rabbi Yossi, how could it work it out? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, hefker stays in your property till someone takes it. So by chometz, how will bittul help mitam hefker if the chometz you still own? Those are the three kashas of the Ran. And the Ran answers all these three kashas with two new points. There's two parts to the Kiddush in the Ran. One part is that there's a pasuk. The Ran brings in, he says, the Ran says, okay, he holds like Tosfos that it becomes hefker, but in order to solve the problems, how does it become hefker? He also has a pasuk. Which pasuk does the Ran use? Here also interesting. One of two psukim. The first pasuk the Ran uses to accomplish this din of hefker is Tashbisu, which is the pasuk that we had in Rashi. That's why it's a little confusing. Because here the Ran seems to be using the same pasuk of Rashi, but the Ran is still saying that it's hefker. Remember, Rashi used this pasuk completely to rely on Tashbisu. Rashi had his gedder. You don't. There's nothing to do with hefker. But the Ran is taking the same pasuk of Tashbisu and is going to combine it and use this pasuk to help the mechadesh his hefker. The other pasuk he brings from the Sifri, which is very interesting, lo yiroeh elocho, lo yiroeh elocho, from the pasuk of Bal Yiroeh, batel v'livcha. The Sifri, which is like Mishnayis, says from the pasuk of lo yiroeh elocho, we can learn out that there's such a power of bittul, which the Ran is going to work, going to explain, becomes hefker. So remember, the Ran, again, our steps with the Ran agreed to Tosfos, that is hefker. But the Ran had three problems. How does it work? So the Ran brings a pasuk. Which pasuk does he bring? Either Tashbisu or Bal Yiroeh. Now, you want to add something? Now, this, from that pasuk he uses, in that pasuk he sees his Kiddush of hefker. He takes it out of the pasuk hefker. Yes?
Why doesn't he use the
pasuk?
Well, you always say, well,
you're
on,
well,
you must
take
this together. So why?
It's either one. Love that. Well, Art, you assume that's a shiloh, but I have a different kasha, which might answer your question if you listen carefully. Agav, this is a small point. It's not, doesn't have to tie in, but it's an interesting point. L'chera, when you read this Ran, L'chera, the second pasuk is very hard to understand. B'chlal, where does lo yiroeh elocho have to do with bittul? Yeruach says you shouldn't see the chometz, so get rid of it. That the first pasuk we could see how Rashi, it's like Tashbisu means to destroy it. So how are you going to destroy it? Through bittul in your mind. But where is the Sifri? You have to understand the Sifri. Where does it say lo yiroeh elocho? Don't see chometz. Batel b'livcha. There's not an extra word. What from the lecho? I mean, so mamanav shach. In lecho, lechara. How does that make it not lecho? You mean bittul, but there's an extra word. You want to say because so the why did it say lecho? Yeah, but leiro lecho means how do you know that not to make it yours is bittul? Maybe be mafker it. Go ahead or sell it. How does the Ran see bittul making it into dirt? Yes. Yeah, but the shalos is that in the word l'cho and the extra word l'cho? I don't know. I don't see it so much in the word. Other people could see it. Other people do see it. All right, that I like what you're saying. I said I was going to say chat in the Sifri a little differently. No, your chometz. You have another. You're not supposed to see. You're not supposed to be able to see your chometz. The Torah is talking about you seeing your own chometz. So we're full of saying, Torah is hinting to us that everybody else could see it, not you. Why? Because in your heart you made it like chometz. All right, I like that. I was going to say a little differently that the Sifri Darshan Lo Yiroeh, because you shouldn't see. In other words, is shadows like this. If a person keeps his eyes open, how can you tell him don't see? If he's looking at it, how can you tell a person don't see? Eretzis from the Lo Yeroi. And that's good. You answer Yisrael's kasha. It doesn't spell Lo Yemotzi. You wouldn't learn that. Lo Yeroi Elochor. When the Torah says don't see something, if you in your mind, it's, you might say it's a little jushy, but the Lamaisa could be the stickle embers in there. Lo Yeroi means that if you in your heart look at it like dirt, you're not looking at chametz. So it's from the Lo Yeroi. You're looking at chametz. To you, it's in your heart. You look at it at dirt, so then you're not seeing chametz. But it maybe you could say from Lachor also. I'm telling you how I thought pshat in the Sifri is. That's from Lo Yeroi. That's why it's good the Sifri doesn't say Lo Yemotzei Lachor, because the Motzei wouldn't be any right. Lo Yeroi and Ria, if you're looking at it and you look at it at dirt, you're not seeing your heart. Chametz is the chiddush. From your heart, you look at it at dirt, so you're looking at dirt. That's the chiddush hatter. Anyway, I'm just...
What? That,
this,
you know, so that's why every
person
will basically find comments in the middle of Pesach in the so
that you can't do, but you have to own it. That's all, you have to own it. Before Pesach, you can do it. During Pesach, we had that. You missed many of you say this. During Pesach, you can't help it. No matter, too late already.
You
have no, yeah, it doesn't do it. Before Pesach, if you think, that's just an agav shot in the pasuk of the Sifri. Anyway, back to where we're up to. We have two psukim that the Ran brings down that it helps people. Now, that's a pasuk. But the Ran seems to, does not want to rely on a pasuk itself. B'chorah, this would be enough. Once you have a pasuk, so the pasuk could do whatever, it could be mechadish, the biggest kedusha. If you looked in the Ran carefully, you saw that the Ran did not want to say that it's a gzeres hakosuv, that it becomes hefker automatically just because the Torah says so. The Ran adds a lumbus. Besides the pasuk, whichever pasuk it is, the Ran says another. And in this other chiddush of the Ran, there lies big yisur. The Ran says, in order for bittul to accomplish, that it should become hefker, when he looks at the chametz and in his mind, he wants it to be like dirt. In order for that to turn to become hefker, if you no longer own it, the Ran comes up with a new lumbus. The Ran says, the reason why it turns into hefker is like this. Really, since it's osur bahano, since you're not allowed to have any pleasure from it, so really he should never have any chometz in his property. There should really never be oivra and bayura bayimotu, because you never own it. You never really have control over it. So the Torah put it in your butt, if the Torah says, shnei dvarim enim b'shusa shel adam, there are two things that really you technically don't own, bor b'shusa rabim, and chometz, from the time it becomes osur bahano. The Torah puts it back into your property. But really, it's always on the way out. Because of its osur bahano, it's always on the way out of your property. So therefore, the Ran says, that's the lumdus of bittul. When the person, in his mind, thinks that it should be like dirt, what he's doing is, he's tuning in to, he's letting the Torah, the Torah takes it out and it stays out. Without bittul, the Torah puts it back into his property to be over on Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotze. Because the Torah wants him to be over. He wants to keep the chametz. In his mind, he'd like to own the chametz. So even though technically the fact that it's osir, the osir b'hanor really takes away his ownership, the Torah sticks him with the ownership. So what the bittul does, according to the Ran, is what the bittul, when in his mind he looks at it like dirt, Then the Torah allows the Isser Hanor, allows the fact that the chometz is really worthless to him during Pesach. During Pesach, he can't have any pleasure from it. So then, it's not in his property anymore. So it comes out of claim. What the Ran is doing is, the Ran is having two, he's using two things to create bittul. One thing is, he's saying there's a pasuk that tells us bittul helps. And the second thing is, why does the bittul help? Why does the pasuk, without making a xeris a kosuk, without any reason, the Ran explains, why does the pasuk teach us bittul helps? Because technically it should become hefker anyway. It should really leave his property anyway. Why should it leave his property? Because it's osir bahano. The fact that you can't have any pleasure from it should make it not his. But against that, you have lo yirah, lo yimotze, where the Torah says, if you want to keep it, even though it's aser b'hanah, it's yours. The Torah keeps it in your property because you wanted to keep it. So even though technically you don't have any ownership, you don't have any control over it, the Torah sticks it back in your property. But if you make bittul, you don't want it in your property, so the Torah doesn't stick it back in. So that's why the hefker helps. It helps because really the Torah is taking it out of your property. So we see here from the Ran two big yesodos. In order for bittul to work, to become hefker, it's based on exeris hakosav, and it's based on a lumdus of the fact that it's osur b'hanor. That turns the chometz into hefker. So therefore the Ran winds up at the final, the bottom line is that the Ran holds like Tosfos, that the chometz itself leaves the property of the person, but the way it leaves the property of the person is the big chiluk between Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos seems to say it's straight hefker. You don't need any psukim, you don't need any lumbus. And according to the Ran, you need a posik. And you need taichup in the posik is the lumbus that since it's osur b'hanor. So anyway, technically it should leave your property. So what the bittul does is the bittul helps it to get out of your property, that you should not, then you, and that stops the Torah from placing it back into your property. Because Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, the Torah says that's the Chiddush of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. Bal Yirah, L'chor means if you wanted to stay an owner on it, if you wanted the Chometz to stay by you, so the Torah says it stays by you, even though it's Osir B'hanor. But if you don't want it, then you sort of let it take its natural course. So it comes out, according to the Ran, really he's not doing technically he's not really doing a Hefker. He's not really doing a hefker when he's mevatel. When he's mevatel, he's just agreeing. He's showing that he's megaladas, like the Ran says. He shows in his heart that he doesn't want to keep it. Once he shows in his heart he doesn't want to keep it, it's the Torah that takes it out of his property. Now here we have an interesting shaila d'achrayim. According to this Ran shita, that the reason why bittul helps is based on the fact that it's osur b'hanor, that he has no pleasure, that really he can't have any pleasure from it, what would be according to Rav Yosi Aglili? There's a famous shita I didn't really mention in the Hakdama, but there's one Tana who says that chometz is mutter b'hanor. The Torah only says lo'kol machmetz lo'isechelu. So in the Hakdama shir we said lo'isechelu, when the Torah says not to eat it, it also includes don't have pleasure. That's how most Tanoim hold. But Rav Yosi Aglili is the one Tana, later on in the Masechta, who says that chometz is just like chazer. You're not allowed to eat chazer. No. I know, but the shaila is, what would be, technically, according to Rav Yosi Aglili, what would there be such a din of bittul, and would bittul ever help? Because according to Rav Yosi Aglili, the Torah never said you're not allowed to have pleasure from chometz. The Torah only said you're not allowed to eat chometz, but pleasure you're allowed to have. So according to Yosef Aglili, there's no lumdus of the Ran. The whole lumdus of the Ran is based on the fact that it's bittul helps, because anyway, it's leaving your property. But according to Yosef Aglili, so the Shagasayi Taka holds clearly that according to Yosef Aglili, it will not help bittul. According to Yosef Aglili, well, it's a very interesting, all these Gemaras that say bittul helps, you just be mevatel, that's all based on the yesod that really every chometz, really and technically never owned the chometz anyway, because it's osur b'hanor. But according to Yosi Aglili, that you do have a lot of have pleasure from chometz, and you're always 100% owner of the chometz, so in order to get out of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, you will not be able to get out with bittul. You'll have to sell it, you'll have to find it, but you'll have to, you won't be able to rely on bittul, which is, it comes out, we always used to thinking of bittul as a universal heter. The Gemara keeps saying, midiraisi bittul be'al masagi, shagisar is mechadish. That according to the Ran's lumdus in bittul, it will not help, bittul won't help. Other achrayim, Makor Chaim, which was a sefer written by the Nesivis, the Makor Chaim goes into big lumdus and he argues. And he stretches it, he says that The Ran doesn't mean exact only because it's Osir Bahano. I don't want to go into it. It's delicate. I didn't polish it myself enough. Didn't see the Makor Chayim inside. But Maram Shik also wants to go through. Gedolei Acharonim worked a lot on this, and they want to say that even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says that you're allowed to have pleasure from chametz, but the fact that you can't eat it, they say, is enough. You can't, even though you could do a little with it, but you don't have the full pleasure from the chametz, that's enough. That if you're mevatel, if in your mind you make it like dirt, it becomes hefker and it helps. There's no such a thing. He doesn't have to hold like that. He doesn't say, according to Gemara, he's a Tana. He could argue on anything. He doesn't hold it. There's such a thing. According to the Shagasari, there's no concept of bittul in the Gemara. All right. This is Poshet, the Shita in the Ran. Now, in the Ran itself, there's a few points. There's a big, if the Ran is based on two things, on a Pasuk and on a Lumbus. Now there's a big difference between the two Pasukim. Which Pasuk you're going to use. If you use the Pasuk of Tashbisu like Rashi, Tzedelachara, according to the Ran, you have both milas. You have the mila that you're going to, when you make Bittul, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, like Rashi, and you also, it becomes Hefker like Tyson. That's if you're going with the first Pasuk. But if you're going to go with the Pasuk of the Sifri, where the Sifri says, Vayeroi lecha batel v'libcha, according to the Sifri, you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu through Bittul. Because the Pasuk of, according to that Sifri, where do we see the power of Bittul? In Vayeroi lecha, which shows us that you can get out of the Avera of Vayeroi v'yamotzei by making Bittul. But according to the Zifri, you'll still be missing the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Will it be a big nafkamina? Which pasuk the Ran is basing his yisoid on? Nafkamina will be, will he be makayim the mitzvah sasei of Tashbisu? Yeah? Now, pasuk, no, I'm just going to say a question. I said, it'll be a big nafkamina la halacha. Which pasuk does the Ran basing on it? If he's basing it on Tashbisu, so you'll get the mitzvah sasei. If he's basing it on la yirolacha, bako belipcha, he won't get a mitzvah saseh. He will just not be over in Bal Yerol Bal Yomotzeh.
And
you know what that means? How shouldn't you see it? Make bittul. So bittul is just a way how not to be over in Bal Yerol. Alright. Now, the Ran comes along, and the Ran says that after we establish that there's bittul, min ha-Torah, that there's such a thing as bittul, the Ran says, but there's bedika also. You could have either one. And the Ran says, it must be that bedika is also minat Torah, either one. The Ran proves it from the Gemara, since you see there's a machloikis. How do you have to destroy chametz? Whether through ein bir chametz al seifa, or the Chachamim say, how do you destroy chametz? By mefar zor l'ruach, throwing it to the wind. So you see that bedika is minat Torah. This is what the Ran says. And everybody learns to the Ran and you go vice. But not to Rabbi Kivega. The Helig Rabbi Kivega Ran. So I'm bringing this cash in. So tonight you go over the Ran, you'll see it inside, you'll have big ano. You see how careful you have to go through Rishayim carefully. Rabbi Kivega Blaz with Tzorachim. What is the proof of the Ran that Bedika, either you make Bedika or Bittul. You have one or the other Minat Torah. What's the proof? From the fact that there's a Shaila, how are you supposed to destroy Chometz? The Kivega asks, what's the proof of the Ran? How could the Ran prove? From the fact that there's a Machloikas, how are you supposed to destroy Chometz? Is that a proof that you have to check for Chometz? Maybe not. Checking, like we said, maybe we brought down yesterday, Taisa Shita, checking is only the Rabbana. Because as long as you don't know the Chometz is around, you don't have to worry about anything. But the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, when you have Chometz, and you have Chometz in front of you, how are you supposed to destroy it? So the Ran blies with a Tzorachia. I'm going step by step in the Ran, even though it's goes off a little into Bedika and Bittul. But I wanted you to hear this kasha of Kivega. What's the Ran's raya? What's fair? The Ran's
The Ran brings a raya that Zika is menat Torah. You got to check the house. Because we have machlokes, how you're supposed to burn it or throw it away, what does checking have to do with burning? If you see the chametz, when you have the chametz in front of you, then there's a shiloh, what to do with it? What's that a raya that you got to take, that you're not allowed to take a chance, that you have to check the house? Maybe there's no chametz in the house at all. It's a merzi gakashi, the bikivegi. What's the Ran's raya that the dik is menatur? Two separate shilohs. One shiloh is on the house, that's chametz she'en yidua. The machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is on chometz you do when you know they have the chometz. And the Ran, the Rabbi Kivega buys by a tzorach. Then the Ran, then the Rabbi Kivega comes along and asks another beautiful kasha. On the last part of the Ran. The last part of the Ran comes along and says like this. That even though we said bittul is kayach, bittul helps to take care of all the problems, but the Chachamim were afraid that maybe he will takes care of all that makes it hefker. And it comes from a pasuk, and therefore because you have a pasuk, you don't have to worry about the three kashas that the Ran had originally. They didn't speak it out. But after the Ran brought down the pasuk, from the pasuk you see that as long as you're maskin, you want to make it into dirt, then it automatically turns into hefker. So the Ran says, so what do you need bedikah for at all? After you had bittul, so the Ran says, because maybe since it's totally belayed, it's totally in people's hearts, so maybe he won't do it completely. Maybe in his heart he really doesn't want to give the chametz. He doesn't want to look like the chametz. Maybe he really doesn't look at the chametz like dirt. So, therefore the Chacham said, make bedik also. So Rebbe Kivega has a gevaldige, a beautiful kashi. Says like this. What's the problem? Why? How could the Ran say that the reason why the bittul, why we don't rely on bittul, because he maybe won't think in his heart, really look at it like dirt. The kasha that the kivegi is, so what? Did he say bittul with his mouth? If he spoke out the bittul, normally, if we today, we say, kol chamira, if you speak it out. So what's the problem? Even though in his heart, he did not think completely, 100% to make it into dirt, but we have a call, Dvorim Shibalev and Dvorim. If you spoke it out, we had that in Kedushin, we had came up a little in Baba Kama by forcing somebody to sell. Even if in his heart he doesn't really mean it. But did he say Reitzani? Did he say it with his mouth? He said it. So who cares what's doing that if he said that he said it and then in his heart he doesn't really mean completely to do it? Dvarim Shibalev and Dvarim. His mouth, if he speaks out the bittul, if a man says the kol chamira, that should be enough. So we'll all look at kasha. If he, Jackie, wouldn't speak out anything, that would be a problem. But the Rebbe Kivega in his kasha says, let the chachamim be misakin, that everybody should speak it out. If you read from the siddur, and you say kol chamira, lebotul lehelai hefkik afadara, so who cares what's doing in your heart? Tremendous. So we'll all look at kasha. What do you mean? No, but the kash is on the Ran. The kash is on the Ran. Why did the Chacham have to make a takona to make bedika? Let the Chacham say that everybody should speak it out. Read it from the siddur. But once he speaks it out of his mouth, so why should he have charata? What? The Ran is not saying about charata. That was the other pshat we said yesterday. The Ran says maybe he won't do a belayed sholeh. So effective, Kivega, who cares that he won't do belayed sholem? Did he speak it out with his mouth? If you make a business deal with somebody, and later on he comes and says, I didn't mean it. It's tough luck. If you spoke it out, a man's Makadosh his wife, and later on he comes along and says, I just meant to joke. Avada, we throw him out of Bezdin. What do you mean? You said with your mouth, Harayam Kudeshishli, and Edom were there. So you have no right to claim that in your heart you meant something else. It's a whole sugi and Kedushin.
Maybe he didn't speak out.
I just finished that. The kash is, yeah. Let him, the chacham should be misakin, that bittul should be bepeh. You should speak it out clearly with your mouth. The Ran in this kash has said it helps belayim. But in order to prevent the problem of not doing belayim sholem, the chacham should be misakin, that bittul should always be done with the mouth. Once you do it, you're speaking out, so then it's too, who cares what it's doing in your heart?
Because the thing is, because the Ran held that Bittul is making Hefter. So maybe by making, maybe by thinking in your heart, you can be Rikona the object. Right, like you said.
That's having Charaka from the Bittul. That's not, the Ran wasn't worried about having Charaka. Really, Rikona is only first you knocked it out of your heart. So the Ran's problem was maybe he didn't get it out properly, believe Sholem, so the Kashi Rebbe Kiveg is, but if in his mouth he said it, forget it. When you have the mouth says one thing, and the heart thinks something else, so you go after what the mouth says. That's the kasha of the Rebbe Kiveg. So the simplest parrot, the Rebbe Kiveg himself, says like this. If what he said with his mouth would have really been a lashon of hefker, if he would have really used the proper language of hefker, then it would have to be a gewaldig kasha. Why? Because if he spoke out with his mouth hefker, so who cares if in his heart he didn't want to be mafker? So it's too bad. You spoke out with your mouth hefker, and hefker works. But the Ran himself explained that really hefker over here, it's not a good hefker. What's he saying? He's saying ka'afr the ara. He's not saying in his mouth should be hefker. He's saying with his mouth he looks like dirt. Because it comes from Tajbisu, or it comes from Lo Yiroi Lecho. That's what we learn from the Pasuk. That's the concept of Bittul. Bittul is, you make it like dirt. And then, the fact that really it's supposed to go out of your property anyway, because it's Asur Bahano, together with the fact that you look at it like dirt, so the Torah makes it the Hefker. If you in your heart, if you say it's like dirt, then the Torah makes it Hefker. So he said, that's why you can't go after what he said with his mouth. Because really, the words that he said with his mouth are really not words that should accomplish anything. What starts off the thing? Batel belibcha, hashbosa. If you in your heart look at it like dirt, so you don't want that, you don't want to own, you don't want to have this chometz. So since the main power starts in the heart, so then it comes out that even if he speaks it out, it doesn't mean anything. Because the words that he doesn't mean to really make it like dirt, he's not fulfilling hashbosa. Hashbosa belayv is only in the heart. L'chari, he wouldn't be chayiv because the Torah, l'maisa, the Torah will take it out of his property. What do you mean? Because l'maisa will be hefty.
Because the bittul,
he won't be. So you want to divide it up. That in his mind, that if he really doesn't think deep down in his heart, so it depends. But that should make it that the Torah really, if he doesn't really make it into chometz in his heart, it could be he'll be over by Yiro also. Because then the Torah doesn't take it out of his property either. You're trying to split it up. And the Kivega brings down from his son-in-law, maybe the Chassam Sofer, I'm not sure, he doesn't say a name. You're hitting on a very important point, which I was thinking of saying in this year, but there's no time for it. It's a solid, what you're saying is you have to see the Kivega inside. But L'chora, you could say that if in his heart he doesn't really want to make it into dirt, so then there's not the chain reaction. So then the Torah doesn't take it out of his property. So not, he won't be Mekayim in Tashbisu, we won't be Mekayim in Naseh, and we'll also get the Lav. But Kivega does bring down that maybe you could split it up. So but leave that point. Okay? This is all Negea to answer what the Ran. So therefore, that's why the Ran said the Chachamim had to be Masakin to make Bidika, because maybe he won't really do it Belev Sholin. He won't really think that it's like dirt. And if he won't think like it's like dirt, speaking out that it's dirt, if in his mind he doesn't accomplish, the words themselves are nothing. If he would have said words of Hefker, so that's a parish of Hefker, that's a Kenyan in the Torah. But since the kind of words that he spoke out of Shvacha words, so the whole power is based on his heart, so then you can't say Dvorim Shebelevin and Dvorim. You can't say forget about what he has in his heart, because that's the whole power of Batel Belibcha or Tashbisu. The whole power of why this whole Lumdus works is because the Torah, he sort of ties in to what the Torah is going to do with the chometz later on. He has to show in his heart that he doesn't want it. If in his heart he doesn't really think about it, then it won't help. Yeah.
Does that mean according to Ran, you don't say words of hefker?
A lot of it. You say kafir da'ara.
So why don't the chomim, instead of misakim b'dikim, misakim different words?
They should make hefker.
Yes,
simply.
Say different words. Is that mean? Say make, you want to do that anyway, make hefker, something like that.
So what happened to Hefker? Yeah. Why didn't the Chacham Takavim Masakin Haboidik Tzorach Sheyafker?
Right.
Because you could be, you have the other problems. Because Hefker itself wouldn't be enough. Because Hefker, you have like
a beauty.
Hefker itself can't do. The Ran didn't want to learn straight Hefker like Tosfos, because you had certain problems.
You see, like by the case of mice, if somebody mafkir his feelings, then he's kind of back in the morning. And in certain halachas, he's pater.
Yeah, that's because till he had charot, it was chal. Whatever he did. That's a charot. That's.
But if nobody separate, then it doesn't matter to shas.
Well, according to Rabbi Yossi, Sam Yossi and Kasha, how Rabbi Yossi learned Pshat in that Gemara? That's Hefker Mamish. That could be Kasha. The Gemara doesn't have to go like Rabbi Yossi. But we're going in Bittel now. What the Rana seems to be saying is that according to Rabbi Yossi, in order for Bittel to work, it has to go through the Pasuk of Batel Belibcha or Tazbisu. So since it has to go through those Psukim, so if he doesn't do Belayv Sholem, so then it'll come out that he'll lose the whole Bittel. You won't. It's not. You can't say Dvarim Shibleh in Dvarim. You can't forget about what he has in his heart, because that's the whole lamedus of the Ran. The way the Hefker works is that he decides in his heart that it should be like dirt, and then the Torah takes it out of his property. But we could end up with a nice shaila. What would be according to the Ran, the halacha, when he made bittul? This is a nice shaila at the end. After he made bittul, and it comes after Pesach, does he have to make a new kinyan on his own chometz? According to Tosfos, if you learned that it's regular Hefker, you'll have to make a new kinyan. But according to the Ran, it could be, especially like Rabbi Yossi, that what the Torah depends, this will depend on how far did the Torah take it out of his property. When the Torah says it's Osir Bahanoah, it's not Bershusoi, so it depends how far does the Torah go out. There's two ways you could say it. I'm just touching on it, very important. You could learn that when something is osir bahano, the Torah says you lose complete ownership on it. It's not you don't complete. The klal, it's not even yours. According to that, so it comes at the Ran, which is basing his yisod of bittul on isir hano, it comes that you should also have to make a new kinyan. Because the fact that it was osir bahano means it left your property completely. So but you're not over on Bal Yeroa either, because you didn't want the Torah to put it back in. You have to make a new kinyan. But if you learn later on at that vote, the raya is some rishonim hold that really it's shaykh to own isur hano. When the Torah says something is osir b'hano, you just don't have shaloi ve'ena b'shusa. You technically own it, but you don't have control over it because it's osir b'hano. You can't do anything with it. According to those rishonim who say that anytime something is osir b'hano, you own it, but you don't have control over it. So then it comes out according to the Ran, what the Bittul will accomplish is just the Bittul will say that you don't want to be Irvin by your Royal by your Matze. And therefore it should become Einer B'Shusay. It lets the Torah take it out of your property, out of your control. But technically you still own it. So if you learn every Surah no you technically own, after Pesach you won't have to make a new kinyan on it, according to the Ran. According to Tosfos, that's Hefker.
Or Rashi.
According to Rashi, Pashas, you wouldn't have to make a kinyan. Because Rashi learns, you think in your mind it's like dirt, but that's I was magnum in the shir. I said nothing happens to the chometz. According to Rashi, just because you in your mind you think it's chometz, but the chometz doesn't leave your ownership. But if you think that it's like chometz, you will majbis it later on when it comes after Pesach. So it naturally turns back into your property. But in the Ran is like a mokum sufik where you have to make a new kinyan.